Thought Bubble Audio.
All right. This is Beer with Geeks. This is Beer with Geeks. Beer with Geeks.
Beer with Geeks.
Beer with Geeks.
Beer with Geeks.
All right, let's start this thing.
Mr. Oogie Boogie says it's time for Beer with Geeks. All right.
Look, up in the sky.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my blood-sucking, blood-letting, can't-go-out-in-the-sun-for-fear-of-death friend, Frank. How are you today?
I'm fine.
What is bloodletting?
It means bleeding. Like bleeding on purpose, like bleeding for medicinal purposes.
That works for what I was going for.
Yeah.
I just rolled with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We are here celebrating Halloween.
We sure are, Tim.
In a strange little way.
Mm.
We are about to go watch What We Do in the Shadows mm-hmm. with two of our friends.
And that's why we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, we're not. All right, well, the moral of that story is that Frank hasn't seen it yet.
I have not. But, yeah, we're getting together with some of our buddies, and we're going to watch some spooky movies, but we wanted to record a quick podcast first.
What We Do in the Shadows is a comedy, just so you know.
Yeah, but it's going to be spooky.
It sure will be.
Yeah.
You betcha.
I'm going to be spooked.
I'm spooked by...
I was promised a spooktacular time.
I'm spooked by our beer selection this evening.
Yeah, it's very light.
Yeah. It's almost non-existent,
it's,
you would say.
Lighter than air.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It's Coors.
Yeah.
It's Coors.
No.
We're
drinking beer tonight. Don't tell anybody.
No, we are not drinking beer. We will be drinking beer later. But,
we will. Yeah.
For I have just picked you up and we are in the car.
We are.
And we are unable to do so. We're traveling podcasting today.
That's right.
Podcast traveling. Mm. Those are the words I wanted.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we're about to go watch What We Do in the Shadows, which is a mockumentary about vampires in New Zealand. If anybody, by Taika Waititi, if anybody has the opportunity to see it, I highly, highly recommend watching it. Even purely for one, it's a great movie, but two, he is currently filming Thor 3, which is hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
Thor 3 or Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, so if you're curious about Marvel's directorial choices, you can get a bit of flavor for what he's going to bring to the movie with this.
There you go.
We were also thinking about, there are a lot of vampires out there.
Sure.
In the real world.
Sure.
I run into
real
them
ones.
Daily, almost.
Always.
Yeah. But everybody's got favorites, you know. And it's not always Dracula. Everyone has, you know. Everyone has their different tastes and different personalities, and vampires are no different. And so,
yeah.
What's one of your favorite vampires?
So before we get into this, I just want to
your history with as a vampire hunter. Yes, excellent.
Yeah, actually, no. I wanted to ask: are we? You know, some of them are not serious. Some of the things that I've come up with are not super serious, scary vampires.
Some of mine are also not super scary.
Great.
Serious.
So Count Chocula is number.
That's not what I was thinking.
but
that's great. No.
No. I was actually going to say Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, sure.
Played by James Marsters.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome character who I took a liking to pretty quickly. Admittedly, I was predisposed to like that character because I liked James Marsters so much as an actor.
Sure.
Obligatory Smallville reference here. He played Brainiac. Mm-hmm. And everyone, when he was on Smallville, everyone was like, oh, wow, it's so weird to see Spike as a DC Comics character. And I was like, I don't know who Spike is, but I like him. And so then I went back and watched all of Buffy. Over the course of a couple of months, and I came to really, really like Spike. He's such like just a badass, doesn't care about anything or anybody.
Just like you.
Just like me. Yeah, but he was a really, really cool character. It was, he had a really good arc over time where he, you know, became sort of humanized, and he did some really, really cool stuff. I really especially like Once More with Feelings, the musical episode of Buffy, and that's my sure. favorite episode of the series. And he had some particularly good songs and good moments. So yeah, I would say Spike is one of my favorite vampires from pop culture.
That's very good. Very good. I'm going to go in the opposite direction.
Okay.
Of Spike's not the opposite direction. It's the opposite of Count Chocula.
You should go in the opposite direction of Spike, because you should run away from him, because
he
will kill you.
I never really got into Buffy or Angel. Yeah. They weren't I've seen a moderate amount of Buffy and some Angel, but it's just never been my bag, baby.
Angel never really did it for me, but Buffy I always liked.
That's interesting. So mine is a little different than Count Chocula. I'm going with Lestat from Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah.
Amongst many other Anne Rice novels. Played by Tom Cruise. Before I understood who Tom Cruise was and why he was a big deal. Actually, he might have been the first movie I've ever seen Tom Cruise in.
Wow. That was like, about it. What, like 2000 or something like that?
Interview with the Vampire was 94.
Damn.
2000.
I don't know, man.
1994. It was like just about that time that Brad Pitt was becoming a big deal, but he was like, I'm beautiful, but I'm also a serious actor. And Tom Cruise was already famous at that point, but he was I would actually like to be a serious actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was pretty early in his career.
Oh, yeah, both of them, for sure.
Yeah.
It was early in a lot of people's careers. Kirsten Dunst. Antonio Banderas, a lot of people. It was actually Christian Slater was already kind of a big deal by then. Still the biggest deal in the world. Actually, he's doing pretty well in Mr. Robot, isn't
he?
Lestat is super creepy, Lestat is like awful. He is not Brad Pitt's character. Louis is like more noble, and he's like, he's like, I don't want to be a vampire, and this is terrible. And Kirsten Dunst is like, why did you turn me into a vampire when I still look 8? This is terrible.
I'm a vampire forever now. Thanks. Thank you. I'm eight forever.
You couldn't at least wait 10 years,
you jerk.
Yeah. So, but Lestat is terrible and ruthless and creepy. And like, have you seen Interview with the Vampire?
No, I haven't.
I'm not gonna.
You can just tell me stuff, dude. It's a 20-year-old movie.
Sure. So they
it's my
like,
fault for not seeing it at this point.
So basically, Louis and Kirsten Dunst's character, whose name I forget, Claudia, decide that they want to kill Louis.
Okay.
And so they like. So they basically poison him and like all this stuff and throw him in a swamp in Louisiana, and they think he's dead. Mm-hmm, and then but he comes back, and he comes back just like creepily playing the piano in their house, like covered in swamp water.
Yep.
And it like all this stuff. And when you're 1994 was like not even 10. Like, I'm sure I didn't see it in 94, but because it's a pretty adult movie, but oh boy, it was that creepy. And it's it always sticks in my brain. And Stephen Reyes' character Santiago in that character was also pretty good. Stephen Reyes,
yep,
yeah, V for Vampire. Nope,
yeah, he is my next vampire that I want to talk about.
Nope, anyway, so Lestat is mine, nope, but not Lestat in any other film, just Tom Cruise.
Just Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
There are a couple other movies
got it, got it. Okay.
None of them are as good. Tom Cruise vampire.
Did you mean not Tom Cruise in any other movie, just Lestat, or the other way around?
Their way.
No, you had it right the first time. I was confused. I didn't realize.
Your turn.
So, you know Sesame Street?
Yeah, what? Why? It's the most un-Halloween vampire episode. No.
Absolutely. Count.
No. No, wait, no. There's more than one vampire on there. Which one do you mean? There's a one, no two, no three vampires on there.
three vampires. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, I just had it.
The count is probably the best joke on that show.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's it's punny, you know? Cookie Monster is just sort of one note, like he just really likes cookies. Yeah,
right.
But, I can't think of anything else.
But the count is like, it's a pun, and it teaches you what counts are and it's a Dracula joke.
Right.
It's pretty darn clever.
And it teaches you how to count. Like, it's all those things.
It teaches you how to count oddly, though, because you got to say no every time.
Yeah.
No one, no two, no three, no four, no five.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Yeah. One, two, three. It's hard without the nose.
It's really hard. Yeah.
One, no two, no three, no four, no five.
Did he say no? I don't really remember that. I'm, like, blanking on the...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't... Oh, we got a lot more mileage out of the count than I thought we would. I was just kidding.
You shouldn't have been kidding. That's a good one.
Fine, then I submit the count, I guess.
You should submit the count.
I'll save my next one for the next round. You go.
Yeah, the count was great.
All right, sure.
The count, no. My next one is a little cheesy. Barnabas Collins.
Okay.
From Dark Shadows. There it is.
Ah,
Barnabas
okay.
Collins from Dark Shadows. So there are two Barnabas Collins out there. There's the Dark Shadows, the original soap opera.
Okay.
That the, you know, a lot of the world watched. They were like, oh, it's the creepy mouse and the family all that stuff. And so Barnabas Collins is like the vampire of the family that comes back, and they don't know he's a vampire and all that. Allegedly, he was creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, that show is definitely not. It's very cheaply made and when you go back and watch it. People love it. But I also like Tim Burton and Johnny Depp.
I was going to say, is the movie adaptation any...
It varies wildly in tone.
Okay.
Like, sometimes it's like a slapstick comedy, and sometimes it's a really creepy mood piece. And so from that, but Johnny Depp's Barnabas Collins is like consistently good throughout. And he went on a weird diet for it. It was a bunch of like acidic fruit and stuff like that to make his like cheeks hollow out.
Johnny Depp,
it
doesn't surprise me.
No, I know. But I do enjoy that movie, and I enjoy him. Because his name is Barnabas Collins, is a pretty awesome name.
That's a pretty cool
and
name.
And vampires, you need a good, awesome name to be a vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did they make one or two of those movies?
Just one.
Just one. Okay. Because I guess I'm thinking of, what's that animated, it's like a DreamWorks animated, they made two of them. I'm not remember right now, but I think there's like a vampire who's like the main character. It's like a family Hotel Transylvania. That's it. Yeah, they made two of those. That's what I was thinking of.
That is actually a pretty good movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've not seen either of those.
I watched the first one. It's pretty funny.
Is anybody famous in those? Anybody big in those?
Adam Sandler.
Oh, Adam Sandler. Okay.
And I'm sure more people, but Adam Sandler is the count.
The main guy. Okay.
The main guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Can he count without saying no in between?
Probably.
Words? Probably. You think
I don't
so?
Know. Probably.
I don't know. It's Adam Sandler. You never know.
You never know.
Have you ever seen, I'm going to take this one way back. Have you ever seen the way, way old movie Nosferatu?
Yeah, that was going to be one of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's both talk about it.
Sort of was actually going to be one of mine.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. We'll see.
So it's a classic silent film. It goes way back to the 20s or maybe even before. I'm not quite sure. I don't have my phone. I had to do a lookup. But
do you want me to use your lookup for you?
Sure. Yeah. We'll do that. So Nosferatu is...
I want to say 1928. But I...
Okay. That'd be just around the time talkies started, but it could have still been silent. So it's an old black and white silent movie. That is, you know, it's a real, real classic of the original. This is pre Universal Monsters, is, you know, before any of that.
Mm-hmm.
It makes use of a lot of early film techniques, a lot of
22.
1922. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
So it's a beautifully shot for the time. Really sort of innovative in the camera angles they use and the lighting that they use and just the subject matter being something so dark and so scary was a somewhat new thing.
Well, you know that it was made because they couldn't get the rights to Dracula.
To Dracula, yes.
So they basically just took the same story and changed the names.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because they wanted to do an adaptation of Dracula, of the novel,
right.
Dracula, yeah. And they never could. So, yeah, it's... beautifully done film. I mean, it's taught in like every film class, every I think I was
don't teach it in my film class.
Okay.
Should I?
Well, I guess it's not really a film class unless you're teaching it right now.
No.
Okay. But I took a couple of film classes in college and it was taught multiple times.
Wow.
I watched it a few times.
Repetitive?
No, they did it from different angles. They did different stuff about it. So I was
different
glad.
Camera angles.
Hey, Dutch angles. no, they did different, you know, different takes on it. One was a film music class.
Cool.
One was like a straight up film class, and one was a film music class. So the professor found different versions, different like cuts of the,
sure.
of the film that used different music
yep,
to
yep,
it,
yep.
and how that made a difference in different scenes stuff. It was interesting, but I've always liked that. I have a special affinity for it. Because you'll remember this. When I was in college, I had an internship mm-hmm. at one point with the Monster Channel.
Yes, I do remember that.
It was
that.
An online mm-hmm. online channel that shows monster movies, you know, on a loop, on a feed. And we used to do these like Friday night, fright nights, where we would show movies and have a chat room, a live chat, and we would basically do like MST3K style stuff, mm-hmm. Like watch a scary movie, like a crappy scary movie, have some horror hosts hosting it and doing funny segments in between before commercials and stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun. I got to like moderate the chat, and it was a whole lot of sort of be the producer. It was fun. But Nosferatu 2 was one of the ones that we did. In fact, once we did a 24-hour marathon where we just showed for 24 straight hours just like every great and some really crappy monster movies, and
cool.
We were going sort of as we got towards the end of it, we were going back in time and watching some of like the originals and some of the greats, and Nosferatu was one of them. So that was the mm-hmm. first time I got to see it, and then throughout college I saw it a couple more times, and so yeah, it's always been a favorite of mine.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. So you said maybe it was going to be on your list.
Sort of. So it kind of is and it kind of isn't.
Okay.
So it's on. So my next one is Max Schreck from Shadow of the Vampire.
Okay, yeah.
Gotcha. which is a late 90s early 2000 movie with John Malkovich and Willem Dafoe.
Yes.
Which is about the making of that movie.
Right.
But it's like this weird meta world where instead of Max Schreck the actor
mm-hmm.
playing the vampire Count mm-hmm. Warlock mm-hmm. Nosferatu, Max Schreck is the alias given to the real Count,
the real
Warlock.
Villain from Batman Returns. Got it?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
okay.
Very good, right. Very good. Is the real dumb?
Well, it's his name.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always thought that was really funny. Actually, this is the second time this week that someone's made a reference to that. Returns to Max Schreck and Nosferatu and
really.
Yeah. I don't even remember how it came up earlier this week.
I mean, they definitely named Christopher Walken's Max Schreck because of Nosferatu.
Oh,
no 100%, question.
Obviously.
No question. That's one of those like Tim Burton jokes that like if you'll get it if you're
right.
a fan.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But it's such a, like an obscure kind of joke because like I don't know, like you could have named him like Lon Chaney. Like it's just like such a like but it's just like oh, it's just named after an actor who played a horror character. Like that's such a weird but that's such a Tim Burton thing to do.
I love it.
Okay, so Max Schreck.
So have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's great. It was on Netflix for a while. I don't think it's there anymore.
Oh, okay.
But so John Malkovich plays the director, and it's a German film, right?
Right.
So he plays the director who says he's like gone off to find this real method actor to play the Count, and he doesn't interact with anybody, and he doesn't talk to anybody. He just comes in. He does his own makeup. He comes in and he plays the part and he leaves. But he is actually a vampire, and John Malkovich has promised him food basically if he's in this movie, but he starts to get like diva syndrome, I guess, a little bit, which is really funny. He's like, I want some makeup. Well, you don't get any, you know, like, and it's definitely not a comedy. It's real creepy, but it's got like this, it has this underlying dark humor to it that I find really amusing.
Nice.
And Willem Dafoe, like, it looks so much like Max Schreck,
really,
in makeup. It's so cool because at the end, so the it kind of like they use real footage from the film.
Okay, smart.
To go back and from Nosferatu to go back and forth the thing, and you can't tell the difference.
Really?
Yeah,
they didn't like digitally insert Willem Dafoe into it.
No,
it's
the real footage.
Wow.
As far as I believe in, it's pretty crazy how good he looks.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
because I'm trying to remember like what Max Schreck actually looks like,
I don't know, in
character, and like I'm having a hard time picturing it. But I, you know,
I have the poster up right here. Do you want to see that?
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Damn.
Yeah, he look. Yeah, it's great. It's
that's 2000. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
2000?
2000.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's not long. It's just an hour and a half. Like, oh, that's it's watchable. A breezy. Yeah. It's got Cary Elwes in it.
Oh,
or
I like
however
him.
You say his name.
Elwes?
Elwes.
I've never really known.
It's not. It shouldn't be like hard. That. There's only five letters, but it's
but it's so hard.
It's so weird.
Mowage. there's hard words. Yeah. Wow. He's really good. I really like him.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't know a whole lot of movies that he's in, but like the few that I've seen him in, I'm like,
sure.
Hey, I really,
sure.
really like him. Okay. I'm gonna go with something really obvious. But I am going to go with Christopher Lee's Dracula.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Great.
Because like it's just like I mean it's the obvious one and he played that role. God, I don't know how many times.
I just bought House of Dracula. It
Did
was
you
like
really?
$5 on iTunes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of those movies, a lot of his movies, his Dracula movies are in public domain now, and a lot mm-hmm. of them are
Hammer films.
Yeah, they're just you know cheap schlocky horror movies. But he was you know he's an amazing actor.
Yeah,
right? He's
right.
one of the greatest actors of the 20th century in the history of film. But he was in these like just not very well made B movies.
No, but there were a lot of really good actors in those movies.
Yeah, Peter Cushing was in those
Peter
movies.
Peter Cushing,
too.
Michael Goff.
Yeah. Yeah,
they were
Michael
all
Goff, yeah.
they're all just like hanging out and having a good time.
Right.
You know, doing these 70s cheap horror films, which are a delight to
yeah,
watch.
They are. And
yeah.
they're beloved by like horror fans, you know, and sci-fi fan, like people who are in that sort of like genre,
sure.
you know, fandom. Those films are beloved the same way Roger Corman movies are beloved. You
mm-hmm.
know, like yeah, they're terrible monster movies, whatever. But like they're still
they're fun
and like you put a set aside your critical eye and set aside your you know suspend your disbelief and all that stuff
sure.
and just sort of like enjoy the schlocky terribleness of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've always gotten appreciation for those movies ever since I worked at the Monster Channel back then.
Yeah.
Watched a whole bunch of stuff. It's like a whole era of my life I've like forgotten about, sort of, like how mm-hmm. I just watched monster movies and got paid for it for a few months. But yeah, so the Dracula.
I like that it's Christopher Lee's Dracula that is your favorite.
That
not
is,
just
yeah.
Dracula, generically speaking.
Yeah. I mean, I like Dracula, generically speaking, but I like, well, because there's like the Bram Stoker's Dracula.
There's the book Dracula.
Yeah.
There's and the retelling of Dracula so
yeah,
many
yeah,
times.
Yeah.
yeah.
Is Anthony Hopkins in that movie? I'm making that up. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah, he's Van Helsing.
Right? He's Van Helsing. Yeah.
Every time I pick up Dracula to read, I can't help but read Jonathan Harker's voice like Keanu Reeves.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Van Helsing, yeah.
It's... No. No, Anthony Hopkins played Van Helsing.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves played Jonathan Harker.
Yeah. I'm in the movie. I'm talking about the movie Van Helsing.
No.
Oh, that's...
Sorry.
Yeah,
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. Sorry.
Yeah.
I got confused.
Yeah. Whew, I was like, what is happening? Yeah.
Sorry. I
like Richard Roxburgh's Dracula, actually, in that movie. He's kind of like this punk rock Dracula, and I dig it.
It's a different take. Yeah.
That movie is a different take.
The whole thing's different.
Certainly.
But Christopher Lee's Dracula, specifically for me, is like sort of... That's what I picture as like classic Dracula, you know, classic just like...
And not... Bela Lugosi. Yes.
Bela Lugosi.
Yes.
Bela Lugosi is the universal monster movies
it's the stereotype
version. Yes.
Now. Yeah.
Yes. But I've always been, maybe because I've just seen so much of Christopher Lee.
I like
the
eye
commanding because. Presence he has. He really is like royalty, you know, like Count Dracula, like
the
emphasis on the count piece where he is just like, you know, just like Count Dooku or like mm-hmm. any other, like he's just very regal in his presence and very like, listen, we both know I'm going to kill you. This is going to happen. So just give in. I know that I have done more sword fight scenes than anyone else in the history of films.
That's
so we'll
right.
do another one if it makes you happy.
I speak many languages.
Right. Oh, that's really good. Yeah. That was really good.
Was
anyway,
it?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I thought so. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my argument for Count Dooku as Count Dracula.
I like that one. I'm going to go in a different direction. And I'm going to say Morbius the Living Vampire from Spider-Man, Marvel Comics. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to really, really like... My first introduction to Morbius was on the 90s cartoon
on
Fox.
Yep.
And
I don't remember. That must have been mine, too. I don't remember.
There were a lot of stipulations against him on that. There were a lot of... because of the rating system.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
You couldn't say blood.
Oh, sure.
And so he had to feed on plasma. He's like, plasma, I need plasma.
Which is an ingredient in blood.
Right, yeah. It's very specific.
I
need this one ingredient in blood.
Yeah.
He couldn't bite into people's necks, so he had little, like, suckers on his palms. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They were, like, holes on his palms.
Yeah, like octopus. Like,
they weren't tentacles. They were opening with, like, little teeth in them.
Kind of like the little suction cups on
sure,
octopus.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And it's, like,
with teeth.
To me, that was a lot grosser.
Yeah.
You know?
That
was pretty gross.
It was scarier, right? Because it was like
the
unknown. It was like this weird, like, what even is this?
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
It was creepier.
It's super creepy. But yeah. I've always enjoyed Morbius. I have his first appearance.
Nice.
Spider-Man, such a number.
Is that one of the ones hanging up in your house?
It is not hanging up. No. No. I don't think I've ever hung it up. I like to put up the ones that are signed, not the ones that are not just... I have. So, so I don't have much more to say on Michael Morbius, the living vampire, but I do like him quite a bit.
Well, that's good. I think we're good on time here. So,
are we?
I think that brings us to a good conclusion, Michael Morbius. So,
do you have any honorable mentions?
You know, honestly, I do not right now.
Well, that's why it comes to a good conclusion.
That does kind of hit. There's plenty of other vampires in Buffy I could have mentioned. Angel himself is actually a pretty cool character. There's that really terrible episode of Smallville where everybody becomes a vampire.
No,
it's terrible. It's the worst episode of Smallville. Dishonorable mentions, I guess those are. But what do you have any?
Honorable mentions go hand in hand, but Blade. Blade.
Sure,
I was up in the air about between Blade and Morbius.
You know, I always kind of think of Blade as like a separate.
He's a half vampire, so it doesn't matter.
That's true.
Yeah, he like sits in a different category in my head
because he's a comic book character.
Right.
I think of him as like a superhero, or you know, like in that bucket. As a comic book?
Even though he's a vampire, he sits in a different category.
Different category. I forget that he's a vampire.
Sure. That makes sense.
In a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think of him as like, no, that's a Marvel character. Oh, right. But he's also a vampire.
He's also a vampire. Yeah.
But that's sort of where my mind goes.
I like that one. And I like the vampires from the second Blade film, mm-hmm. where they're like their mouths open and like two or three pieces and the tongue comes out. It's the same design from The Strain on FX,
because
Guillermo del Toro directed Blade 2,
so
and then he produced and wrote The Strain. So it's the, you know, it's just his design as a follow through. But I enjoy them.
Nice.
That look. I don't think I have any other ones. I'm sure as soon as we stop, I'm gonna be like,
this other guy.
That thing. But that's okay. What are you going to do? There's always next Halloween.
There's always
tomorrow for vampires.
Oh, you're teasing another holiday.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Get ready.
Thanksgiving.
Get ready for us to talk about our favorite elves.
Oh, we can totally do that. Yeah.
No, I can't. Actually, maybe I can.
I can talk about Herbie
get
for Herbie, half an hour.
Bernard. Okay, I got a couple.
Yeah. Right.
Never mind.
Buddy. Yeah.
But of course, Buddy. Yeah, everyone's favorite elf. Okay. All right. Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Well, you can find us at beerwithgeeks.com, at Twitter and Gmail and Facebook at Beer with Geeks. You can rate and review us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
We would really like to move forward up into the charts. We've been doing pretty well so far, actually, but we would like to jettison ourselves forward,
yes.
if at all possible.
Leave us your ratings and reviews. Tell us Tim is your favorite vampire. Five stars.
Five stars. Tim is your favorite vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Or just leave us in the review who your favorite vampire is.
No. It has to be
the favorite
vampire.
It has to be me. I'm
your
favorite vampire.
Tim has to be the favorite.
Fantastic.
Yep.
You can do all of those things. You can also find us at Google Play and Satchel and Overcast and all mm-hmm. other places that podcasts can be found.
Uh-huh. And you can find us at ThoughtBubbleAudio.com, where you'll also find Supergirl TV Talk, our podcast about the CW show Supergirl. I almost said CBS. And you'll find The Marketers Next Door, my podcast with my wife, where we talk about marketing and social media.
Very good. You can also find me a guest appearing on a podcast called Nerd Input, the Nerd Input podcast. A few of my friends gather, and they just talk about what they're reading every week, what they're watching, and what they're playing.
Cool.
Which is pretty fun. And so it is definitely on the explicit side of podcast listening. And so they're not clean and friendly like we are over here. But it was an excellent, it was good to gather with them and have a good time. And so, so we talk DC TV and
awesome.
we talk a bunch of comics and some vid games. Some good, some movie trailers.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was a good, time.
I'm going to download that.
I do recommend checking them out.
I've listened to those guys before and your recommendation, and I'm excited to hear you on there. That's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, very good.
Cool. Your input. Check it out. All right, guys. I think that just about does it. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And until next time.
Cheers.
Boo!